Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show today. As usual, if you want this episode on video, it's a video recap. You can get it. Go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. It's also where you get bonus episodes. We've got some Love Island up there. We're going to probably have a OC preview later. Or you want ad-free listening, or you want a Discord server to talk to each other, or you want our free weekly blog recap of all of this stuff written by moi, you can just sign up for that for free at Patreon and do that, okay? Otherwise, we're just here recapping. I'm so glad that we have more Summer House to talk about. I don't know if you've talked about it enough. I sure haven't. I even went on Andy's Girls, Sarah Gailey's podcast called Andy's Girls, to talk about it for like 2 hours. So go listen to that. That's a very in-depth discussion of the Part 3 reunion. And then we got this After Sun thing, this Aftermath thing. What'd you feel about Aftermath?
After Sun. I loved it. Also, by the way, Sun. Yeah, Sierra got After Sun. Wes got Aftermath. Although she actually wound up on both afters. Just want to say also, I'm taking full advantage of the fact that this is our Summer House episode. And so I am going to shill for the last time my food newsletter, mbdfancy.substack.com, because I reviewed a really good cookbook this weekend and I spent a lot of time. So if you're looking for a good cookbook and you want to read about one, I reviewed Better at Home by Clue Henry, and I really love it. So go check that out.
Yeah.
Like and subscribe.
Oh, okay, like and subscribe, everyone. Guys. Get your sub stacked.
I'm exploiting the popularity of Summer House to wedge my food thing in there.
You should have made it a whole Summer House post. Like, this is what Clue Henry would have thought about West with his hot dog casserole.
No. I would have just shown a whole bunch of pictures of her from her cookbook, being like, honestly, if you look at the cookbook and you look at all the pictures, I love Kalu, but if you look at all the pictures of her, she sort of does have a look of someone who's passing judgment on West. She's like, really? I loved this Aftermath, actually. You know, I was a little nervous because I feel like in the storied history of Bravo, when they cobble together an episode after the reunion, it's usually pretty shitty, and we almost never, ever cover them because it's usually some clip show.
But it's like unseen footage. Katie Maloney eating raw cookie dough out of her fridge, drunk, while she's talking to her dog. It's like, what? What are you doing?
Truly, I thought this was great. And I have to say,
no offense, Maloney, catching strays.
But, you know, catching strays. You know what? That's just her role on Bravo. She literally catches strays and then marries them.
I thought you were done with me, you dick.
But I loved it. I really think the breakout star of this was Lindsay Hubbard. I think Lindsay is, like, I thought she was so good as someone grilling Amanda. I thought she was so on her. And she was just, she was like a great interviewer. I was like, she actually could get a talk show. I think I think Lindsay Hubbard could get a daytime talk show. I think she could do what Bethany aspired to do. And she could have a show on, it's at like noon, and she has people on. There's like,
but what are you talking about? Like, do you realize that you're broken? Like, do you hear what you're saying? Like, you need to fill that void because you're being an idiot right now.
And I'd be like, I'm watching the Lindsay Hubbard talk show.
You know, I always enjoy Lindsay's energy. I'm a Lindsay stan. I got super pissed at Lindsay during this. I'm surprised we're already going to disagree on this. I mean, look, as far as confronting people, Lindsay's always going to be good at confronting people. She's kind of like me. It's like, where do you come from on this relationship standpoint that you have such an opinion? But she's right. I'm not going to say she's wrong. What she pissed me off was she immediately gave Amanda her victim storyline, and not only gave it to her, like force fed it to her, you know, with the whole like, so you're saying that he came on to you. So you're saying that he, so you're saying he manipulated you. And Amanda's like, oh, well, those aren't my words. I mean, it's what you were implying, first of all. But that Lindsay was so, to me, she was so clearly steering this into the poor Amanda is a victim of all of this. Amanda's gone through a lot. And so Amanda's a victim. So we need her back on in the city in Summer House to keep this to keep this gravy train going. So, I mean, I guess I looked at it more of a cynical way. Like, sorry, this might interrupt your meal train, but fuck Amanda. And I cannot believe you're going to sit here and give her excuses and let her off so easy. None of the time, all her timeline is bullshit. All of West's timeline is bullshit. And she basically got away with all of that. So Lindsay was doing like the tough talking thing, but we still don't have any, we still don't have any clear answers on the timeline, and I feel like Amanda still got away with just lying her ass off.
I didn't feel like Lindsay was doing that, and there were some people online who were saying Lindsay was doing like PR 101, which was actually masquerading as tough love but actually giving her a way out. Yes. And Lindsay responded to that on Threads. She was like,
this is what didn't make the edit. I told Amanda at the end of the conversation, in order to be friends with me, I need my friends to show integrity, character, and better decision-making skills. And until that happens, unfortunately, there's no place for people like that in my life.
So she did. She is alleging that she did basically say, Amanda, like, no mas.
That's also leaving herself open. That's also leaving Amanda like, okay, here's our storyline for Summer House shooting in a month.
But I don't think that she was like setting Amanda up necessarily to be like, hey, like, I want to help. I want you to be off the hook right now. What I did feel like was she was saying, hey, dummy, like, if you're smart, I'm telling you this is your path out of this. And yeah, you can join us and we can all pile onto West and then we can move. Yeah. And you can actually have a job, you idiot. And to me, it was less like, hey, like, let me, oh my God, she's really like, I guess it's a subtlety. To me, what I was not feeling was like, oh, Lindsay in a certain way was like secretly rooting for Amanda and hoping that she like gets a glow up and for the public. In my mind, it was kind of like, hello, idiot. Like, you saw, even Raquel could figure out how to do this. What's wrong with you? You know, so that's how it kind of read to me.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. I think that she was giving Amanda her, like, hello, this is what you need to say. And if you are going to still be on this show, this is what you need to say. I mean, I almost looked at it as like, not necessarily helping her look better. I think she was helping herself by saying, listen, I'm only shooting this show once every other week. West is probably going to be fired from the show, which he has been, we know now. But at the time, she's thinking, okay, we still need something going on. This is the biggest thing to happen to Summer House. You need to still be on this show, dummy, and the world hates you. So you need to say that you're a victim. She gave her the script. And I think Lindsay's like, okay, and I will hold out on yelling at you until the first week of shooting, which is, it's like she's saving her toy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She's like, okay. I am keeping you in the package until July 4th weekend. And then I'm going to chew you apart on national TV. So,
yeah.
Whatever the reason she did it. Yeah. I mean, I definitely looked at her being like, okay, Amanda, let's sit down and I'll give you your defense. You're a victim, right? And you were manipulated and you're just a sad, sad, emotional woman who's been victimized by West, which, I mean, part of that, I don't necessarily disagree with all of that.
Yeah,
but I mean, just handing her, but I'm not going to give Amanda that. Amanda's an asshole. So.
I like what Louis Peitzman said. Louis Peitzman, culture commentator. He said on Threads, I say this with so much affection for Lindsay. Her loyalty is to the show. It's what makes her such an incredible reality star. At the reunion, she seemed angriest at Wes and Amanda for the way they fucked up the group dynamics and potentially the show. To me, it's less about trying to redeem Amanda, though I get why many feel this way, and more about finding any sort of path forward for the good of the show, and also why she was down to film with the man who ended their engagement on camera. So I agree with that. I think that Lindsay is about the show, and she's like, Don't fuck up my paycheck. I mean, she even said it on the reunion. She was like, you don't realize how you guys acted could seriously mess us up, because they all saw what happened to Vanderpump Rules. And so I thought it was great. And I think what's so dumbfounding, emphasis on the dumb, is how Amanda and West, they, at this point, there is like a roadmap for navigating a scandal. And, you know, it's just funny to me that they're too inept to follow it, you know? It's not to say like, oh God, here comes another canned apology. Here comes another this or that. Like, every time every time a celebrity gets into trouble or winds up in a scandal, there's the tears, there's the apology, there's all those things that we know are so fake. And so it's like, it's not that I care about those words, but I want you to at least put in the effort. I want you to be inconvenienced enough to have to go through those things as part of your punishment, you know? And the fact that they're just like not even willing, not going to watch the show.
Pay your penance. Pay your penance.
Yeah. Go. You have to do the things. Kim Richards, he sat in front of Dr. Phil for crying out loud. Where's, like, you do it too. You've got to do the stupid things. You've got to, like, go to fake rehab. Sorry. You go away for 3 weeks to fake rehab. You've got to do those things. We know it's not going to help, but it's your punishment. You have to be inconvenienced.
I actually think it's kind of funny that they're not, because, like, their whole... I think it's funny that they're doing the bare minimum. They even shooting this episode, they're like, you are going to come back and you are going to answer things. You didn't answer shit in the reunion. We're still going to get huge ratings. You're going to come back and you're going to tell it. They didn't tell shit. Neither one of them did. They just lied the whole time. And then Amanda's like, oh, I've been victimized. I was manipulated because I was just sad. I was remembering what it was like to be young. First of all, you're 34. You are young. I would still steal the stem cells right out of your spine if I was near enough. You're young. And second of all, liar, because 2 weeks later, you went to fucking Italy with him and were spitting in his mouth.
That's
so stop with your fakery. It was making me nuts, but it was cracking me up that Lindsay's like, here's what you need to say, and we're getting another season, bitch. And Amanda just kind of said it. And then West goes onto his side and he's like, West doesn't even bother.
West is a failure.
West didn't even fucking bother. I mean, his whole thing, like, you've fucked one of your best friend's wives, okay? And your answer is like, but I loved her. Wait, what do you mean you loved her? When did you? Well, I said it during the season. Didn't you watch? Okay, so you were in love with my wife during the season, right under my nose? No, I was just saying I love her like a friend. Oh, come on, West. Like, you're not even making any fucking attempt here. It was cracking me up. I mean, just erase them, you know, not from the world, but from the TV. Like, just, you're bad at this. You guys aren't even good at having an affair. And that's sad.
What was really frustrating about Amanda was that she was acting like, you know, you're right. I'm enlightened. I'm learning these lessons. Thank you, Lindsay. And she doesn't take any, she takes nothing away from that. That's what we have seen. They go to Italy. Like you said, they go to Italy. That relationship is still going strong. The red flags have been waved in her face and smushed in her eyeballs, and she still is like, I'm seeing white flags. And it's just, it's very sad. Now, the thing with West is, I'm sure many people have heard this clip. I'm just going to play it. This is that thing about the Knicks that some say is actually people were thinking this is why he was fired, because he was talking more, he was sharing more on his podcast than he was on the reunion. But it seems like when they shot this episode, as we'll see, it seems like he was already fired. All right, well, this is not going to work then. I apologize, everyone.
I don't know. That fucking man in my ears that loud. But
but the point was, the way he speaks so cleanly and sort of like almost like authoritatively on his podcast. I think I said this a few days ago. This is the real West. The guy who is making this, you know, flippant thing about like, I hope the Knicks lose or whatever. I mean, I'm not offended by him saying that because the Knicks won, but also like, whatever, it's stupid. But like, that is the real West. The way his health.
Well, he was
cadence,
saying, for those of you who didn't hear it, he was saying he hopes the Knicks lose that game, because then that would mean that they would have to play again on the same night that this episode aired. And so less people would watch this episode, and he didn't want to give this episode any eyeballs, to which set Lindsay off on her own
right
tell off thing. But yeah, that's basically the clip.
So I think what really struck me about that, and you see it tonight, is the way that he talks to Kyle in this stuttering half sentence way, can't even look at him, mumbling half truths, slippery words. Like, I'm just a good guy, and I'm just like, it's just like things got out of control, and like, oh yeah, I wish it could have been better. Like, that's what he presents himself as. But then you watch him on his podcast, and there's like, his voice has a bit more cruelty in it, I believe. And I'm like, that is the real West. And it's like, this guy is such a faker.
Yeah.
And I guess I don't really have to say all that.
He's a big phony baloney.
Conclusion that we all know, right?
And he also needs a good conditioner. I'm sorry that I'm a bald person, but you have to understand, when you're bald and you see people wasting hair, and it's just like, what are you doing? What is this haircut? Why are you torturing? I feel like you're just fucking with me now on so many levels. He came out looking like Beau Bridges. like Dumb and Dumber. It was a Beau Bridges, Jeff Bridges. Which Bridges was in Dumb and Dumber?
Was Jeff it a bridge?
Daniels. It was Jeff Daniels. No, I knew it was one of the brothers. That guy in Dumb and Dumber. Sorry. That's really bad when you're fucking up a Dumb and Dumber reference. Dumber.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So, so let's get into it. Because we have a lot of watching West picking lint off of his pants to do. He picked so much lint off of his pants. How does he even have any pants on? How was he not in just underwear by the end of this? Because all he did was pick lint off of his pants.
It's a great question. It's a very great question.
It's a lot of lint.
It is. So much lint, he could have been opening up a chocolate store. Get it, hidden D. I know, groans all around.
If only he used more reason, am I right?
It's even worth our time.
Thank God. What a Cadbury. All right, so Carl, we open with Carl for some reason. He's like, oh, I've been on this for 10 years from the beginning. We've been going on the last few months. It's like anything we've ever experienced. Okay, calm down, Carl. Calm yourself.
Seriously.
Oh, it's like so much. Carl, calm down, Carl. Carl's very affected by this whole thing.
Yeah. So then we see flashbacks, the reunion, etc. Flashback. We'll just scroll right over to the actual show. It's just nothing but flashbacks. So we're seeing like the whole season and all the drama and everything. And Andy going, should we start over? So now it's tonight on the aftermath. So it's 20 days after the reunion. This is May 13th. I was flying off to Memphis, Tennessee when this happened. It's also weird how this was filmed so recently because we're so used to stuff on these shows being filmed weeks ahead of time. So I'm like, wow, this was like 2 weeks ago. I'm like, it's like basically live. This entire show is live to me.
Yeah, it was a month ago.
Oh, I guess it is a month ago. Yeah. Time flies.
That New York still, I mean, in TV time, that is very fast.
Well, I guess it's not as recent as I thought.
Yeah, it's a month ago, but yeah, still. So Amanda comes to Lindsay's apartment. And first thing we hear is Lindsay going,
shoes off, please. The shoes off.
It's like, damn, geez, I'm so sorry. God, what am I fucking feet duty?
That was a power play. I guarantee she doesn't ask that of anyone else. She's just only going to do it to Amanda. Get her off guard. Set the tone.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, because Amanda, remember those that scandal at BravoCon, not this last one, but a couple ago. So like 4 years ago when, or I'm just, God, what is wrong with me today? 3 years ago, whatever it was, when Giselle was like, I saw Amanda from Summer House in the bathroom and she was barefoot. And who walks around a bathroom barefoot? And it became this big scandal. And Amanda was like, sorry, I didn't have shoes on in the bathroom. And I was thinking of that during the scene because I was like, well, you're telling her she's off, but she walks around public bathrooms barefoot. So Gemma's going to be getting some nastiness on her hands no matter what.
Yeah. That's true. So
thank you, Amanda. Thank you, Giselle, for still being in my mind all these years later with that sick barefoot in the bathroom burn.
Yeah. So then it's very Britney Spears, early aughts. So Lindsay is saying,
do you want some more day? I'm just cleaning.
And but like Amanda brought some Miraval of her own. So they're like, okay, we're gonna start with rosé. That's interesting that you brought some. She's like, I thought it'd be a throwback to our OG rosé. Lindsay's like, yeah, it's like it's not warm, it's not endearing, Lindsay, whatsoever. She's like, I was the one who planned the rosé. You don't get to be the rosé girl all of a sudden after 10 years.
Rosé all day.
That was their thing for years and years. So Lindsay's like, I have a baby now. Do you want like a little fruit pouch with your wine? And so she's offering her like a frozen teether and stuff. And they're like, oh my God, just girlfriends. Okay, let's have a seat. Let's have a seat and have a real discussion. Girlfriend, let's get some tough truth talk in here, girlfriend.
Yeah. Lindsay Dale Hubbard, who's talking. So Amanda's like, thanks for agreeing to meet with me. Like, obviously the reunion, like the focus wasn't on our friendship and either. And so it was like, it was just like a shit show. And you know, like I said in our text, our friendship is so important to me. And I know that like my actions have hurt so many people beyond what I even thought was comprehensible. Like, it was like the exact people were hurt that anyone would comprehend, which is why everyone is so fired up about this scandal. It's like literally the most comprehensible pattern and path of destruction you could imagine.
So we see that Amanda texted her on 424 saying, basically, I know you probably hate me, but I'd love to talk because we've been friends for like 10 years. So she's like, I just wanted to like answer your questions and like got to a place where like, young. And so Lindsay's like, okay, well, thanks for reaching out. But I do appreciate that it's like a really fucking crazy position to be in. And we see a text from Amanda on 3:31 saying, not expecting a response, just texting to say sorry.
Gosh, this is like her MO, is that she's just texting everyone and be like, not expecting you to hear back from you, just want to say sorry. I mean, I kind of feel like you should just leave a voice note, be like, I think you want to express your voice as much as possible in this situation. Not like I know you don't like me, but I'm sorry. It's just also simpering and like lame.
Samantha. And then we see that Lindsay wrote back the next day and said, I have a lot of feelings about this, but I'm just checking in to make sure you're okay. Which I thought was nice, you know? It's like,
yeah.
Wow, you're an asshole, but the world is ripping you to shreds right now. You doing okay over there? I'll get you later. I'll rip you up. I'll rip you later. But are you okay for now? So she's basically saying, like, I don't know. This was a pretty big one, Amanda. And she says, despite the ups and downs in our friendship, we've gotten close over the past year, which is hilarious because it's been like 10 years. Finally, Lindsay is like, likes her, you know? And she's like, but I'm here to give you some tough love because that's what friends do. So have you watched the episodes yet? She's like, I haven't. Now, do you believe this, that she hasn't watched the episodes?
I do believe it. I believe she has not watched the episode. I think it's too hard to. She is like Amanda is a head in the sand person. I think she does not want to see any of it. I think she is. She knows she did wrong, and she doesn't want to live in that space. And so I think she's avoidant, and I don't think she watched the episodes.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's no way to know for sure. I think 100% she watched all the episodes, because I think in her and Wes' mind, and especially listening to their answers today, I think they view this as a love story, and they're shocked that people don't. And I think that the whole, all of the, you know, hints they were dropping through the season, all the secret hand-holding and all the stuff they were doing basically on camera, not basically, on camera, I think they were looking at this as a love story. Like, Kyle's such a bad husband. We've been rooting for Amanda to be free for years. Now she has this guy and it's like, he was one of her best friends and look how supportive he is to her. And they're just, I think that they were building a love story. So yeah, I do think she watched it. I think she's watched it and she's shocked that we're not reacting the same way that she was planning for us to. You know, and Wes, I don't believe for one second that Wes didn't watch this season. Like, that's just crazy.
I think Wes watched it for sure. I think that she probably reframed her narrative of like, everyone's so mean to me. I'm going to gray rock this thing that's causing me so much pain. I feel like that she probably did one of those things. But I think Wes 100% watched because he loves the attention so much. So Lindsay's like, you haven't watched it. Well, she's like, it's tough. It's really uncomfortable. She's like, yeah, well, not that anything was happening, but like, that's like not why I can't watch. It's more like I'm off the internet. Like, I'm not on social media. I'm staying away from all of that to try to protect my own mental health. Like, watching it, knowing what people are going to look for, what they're going to say, like that anxiousness, I had to stop.
I do not believe you. And Lindsay's like, well, I know, but I think like you and Wes made a very adult decision. Now you need to make an adult decision to watch the show and stand, you know, take the consequences. And she's like, 100%. Yeah. What do you mean 100%? You just said you didn't watch it and you're not going to watch it. Why are you saying 100%?
Yeah, that's the thing. If in fact she did not watch it, which is what I do believe, I also believe that she's not going to watch it. So when she says 100% yes, I have to take responsibility. You're not going to watch it. You're not going to watch it. I'm sorry. She's not a woman of action.
Well, I mean, it's watching Summer House. I'm not a woman of action either. That's why I watch Summer House. You know what I mean? So Lindsay's like, well, you can't just be an ostrich and put your head in the sand because that's stupid. And she's like, no, I know. That's why I'm not going to watch it.
You can't go over it, okay? And Amanda's like, no, I'm going through it and I feel it every day. She's like, I know, but Amanda, you're not though. Not good. She's like, I made some poor decisions and like, I was just like in such a shitty relationship. And Lindsay's like, 100%. Kyle's a piece of shit. We all agree. Kyle's a piece of shit. And somehow you ruined all that goodwill. You're really stupid.
Yeah, and Amanda has a monologue where she's like, you know, I just lost myself because I didn't recognize myself. You know, I was just a shell of myself. I wasn't me anymore. And like going out, I felt like I was young and in my 20s again. I was fun again. I mean, listen, for someone who just divorced someone because they're going through a constant middle-age crisis, you're really talking like somebody who's going through a middle-age crisis. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I get that you wouldn't want Kyle in your life, but don't steal his lines.
Yeah. And well, what I liked here is that she was doing her little like woe is me thing, which I actually believe, like, you know, like she was miserable and she's starting to feel like the fun things again. And it's exciting and thrilling. I think at this point, I think she was expecting Lindsay to say, you know, you were so miserable and I, you know, I feel bad for you. And, you know, this is, you know, like you need to show yourself some more love. I mean, Lindsay gets there later, but I think Amanda was thinking we were going to get there right now. And Lindsay's like, yeah, like we've all broken up with people. We all know what this is like. Like, hello. We've literally felt that after her breakup. But she goes, but that doesn't excuse going for the one guy that's broken Sierra's heart multiple times and got it back, then broke it and got it back and broke it and got it back. Well, I was like, well, it wasn't that much, Lindsay. But the point still remains.
Well, it has been years of him fucking with her, you know.
He's been fucking with her for sure. And the point is that, like, you can use some judgment and have some standards, Amanda, despite the euphoric feeling you're feeling. Go for one of his
friends. Right. I mean, it's like we've said on here a million times. You know, everybody was rooting for Amanda to get away from Kyle. That was a terrible marriage. And if this was anybody else, she would be having a hero season, you know? Mm-hmm. But the fact that she did it this way and then fucked everybody over and lied in everybody's face over and over, I just can't, you know? So she's like, well, but I didn't go for him. He went for me. He pursued me. Oh, Amanda. Like, we see the footage. I mean, either way, there was some, I can't take this framing because I knew it was coming. We said it, you know, I mean, it's pretty obvious that it was going to come at some point. I thought it was going to be, they were going to maybe date for a while and then they would have a big breakup and then she would use it as her redemption. Like, oh my God, I just lost myself. I was in this place. I was in a horrible marriage. And then this is what happened. And I can't believe I let him trick me. But that she's already using it now 2 weeks or a week before she goes to Italy or whatever is crazy.
Well, also, like, it's like he is pursuing you. Did you not think at one moment to say, hey, I should let Sierra know that I'm getting weird vibes from West and like she should know that he's doing this, right? Like the fact that, like, you know, that she's saying, no, he was pursuing me. But where was your instinct to like reach out to your friend who would be most impacted by this? That's what's crazy to me.
So Lindsay calls her out and she's like, well, he described it, PJ Clarks. Thank you. I will be getting a free dinner there later. He described it, PJ Clarks. He said it was you that was pursuing him. And Amanda just smirks and she's like, really? Really?
And yeah. And then she's like, what did he say? And she's like, well, he told Sierra that you were the one obsessed with him and that you were the one that, like, you know, had like a crush on him and like nothing physical happened at that point. And that was on like March 6th.
Ugh.
So that's also ouch. Crazy that he was telling Sierra that, like,
that's before not before this was like made official. That is so West. Well, March 6th right. didn't February was when all the rumors were out. So they were being confronted right. that the Super Bowl was in February. So see, I guess this was a meeting where Sierra's like, tell me the fucking truth.
But how shitty is that? So this they're still like covering up, but he's gonna actually throw Amanda under the bus. To be like, oh, these rumors, they're not true. But just so you know, Amanda has a crush on me.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, this is what he does. Look at what he's doing with with me. He's like, oh, yeah, well, I guess, you know, I was pretty honest with her, but I guess she was under the impression that we were together. It's just everybody's just obsessed with gorgeous West, gorgeous, charming West. He's not doing anything, guys. He's just a boy. He's just a boy standing in a bookshop.
Yeah.
Picking the lint off his pants.
Yeah. So Amanda's like, I was obsessed with him. That's such fucking bullshit. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep dating that man. Ugh, I'm disgusted.
So then Lindsay's like, yeah, but that's what this man is. Okay, that's my point, Amanda. And she's like, that's funny. She goes, yeah, well, he's going around saying that. And Amanda's like, well, he was actively texting me to hang out all the time. And I would always say no, like always.
Cool. Lindsay's like, yeah, give me the details. Like, this isn't like this is like the shit that I wanted to hear at the reunion. I was like, can someone explain any of this to me? Like, how did this happen?
So Amanda's like, yeah, no, he's texting me. She says it was always in group texts. Like, he was always like, oh, come meet up with our friends or come meet up with us and you and so-and-so come here. It's like, and I would always say no. And so we see some of these text messages.
This is Amanda being so fucking tricky again. This is Amanda manipulating shit again. She's like, oh no, he was pursuing me. He was inviting me out all the time. Commercial in group texts. Well, how is that pursuing you? If he's inviting everybody out, how is it him pursuing? She's just so tricky with this. So Lindsay's like, yeah, give me the details. So he was highly pursuing you. And she's like, yeah, like in group texts. And I always said no. And so we see some of the texts and Wes is like, having people over for football tomorrow, like open door policy, no pressure. Yeah, there it is. So he's basically Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction. Basically.
But so she's basically, it's weird because Amanda's trying to prove that he pursued her, but she's also trying to mollify it that like, she's also trying to pull it back. Like, but it didn't seem that romantic because if he was truly trying to pursue her, they both would be in trouble at that early date. Right. So she's both trying to and be like, I wasn't pursuing. Yeah. I wasn't pursuing. I was being pursued, but I wasn't being pursued because it was platonic.
Yeah, because they've agreed to this. Like, we didn't hook up until we announced to everybody via the internet that we were going to be together, right? But that was, like, way later than obviously it really happened. And they're both trying to stick to this timeline. So it's like, oh, yeah, he was pursuing me to come watch football with a bunch of his friends at his house. And he's like, oh, well, I was in love with her in the summer. Duh, I said it on TV.
But I meant as a friend. Duh.
We didn't hook up until February.
Come on. Yeah, come on. So then she was saying there was one time where I guess Sierra saw me at his apartment. Lindsay goes,
January 17th.
And I was like, wow, yes, you have the dates.
She's like, but again, that was like him being like, come over for the game. It was like in a group text with other people. And we were there, like we had pizza. It was like, it was weird in my mind. I was like, I don't know why we're here. Like, this is weird. Why is it weird that you were eating pizza and watching football at someone's house? What am I missing?
Supporter's house. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Amanda's like, I'm like, you know, so we have like kind of, we put out the split announcement and I say, you know what? I'm in a different headspace where I'm like, okay, I need to meet people. I need to get out. Like, I can't be sitting in my apartment anymore. I can't be saying no. It's like not as fun when it's not Kyle involved, right? So then like Wes would be like, we're going here. We're doing this. Like, come. And I'm like, okay. And then like he brought up all this like, is something happening? Whatever. And is this door open? And I'm like, wait, what the fuck is going on? Like all these feelings that we're just enjoying, like hanging out with him is like a friend, like having fun. Are these the feelings like that? Is it just friends?
So she like, didn't think anything until he said, is there something going on here? Are there feelings? And then a door opened. And Lindsay's like, so he manipulated you. Is that what you're saying? It's like, that's not my words, Bosh. Because those are my words and I will own the words. He's manipulating you, Amanda.
He's manipulating you much like I was not manipulated into having a delicious meal at PJ Clark's. Was he manipulating you like the PJ Clark's onion rings manipulate my taste buds? Into sheer joy and euphoria, the kind of joy and euphoria you can only get after getting out of a 10-year shitty relationship? PJ Morton's. I'm going to tell you the same thing I told PJ Clark. PJ Clark. PJ Clark. PJ Morton, do. Recording artist.
Yeah, so she's like, but that's what happened. And then she's, but that's what he does to all the girls, Amanda. And she's like, but it was just a conversation. There was nothing like physical going on. And then we text and we talk about it. And I'd be like, what the fuck is happening? Okay, Amanda, so you weren't physical, but you were texting each other like, oh my God, do we have feelings for each other? Wow.
Oh my God, wow, what's happening? Do people still text like that? If people have feelings for each other, are they like, do we have feelings for each other? Or is, like, I didn't know people actually, like, did that, that they just acted on it.
Well, and part of this, I was wondering, is this a gay thing? You know, like, sometimes is there, like, a disconnect? You know, because we talk about so many straight relationships, obviously, because we're watching Bravo, the gayest channel in the world. Why wouldn't we be talking about straight people the whole time? But I wonder, because it's just so different with gay people. You know, like, fucking really isn't that big of a deal. The conversations that she's having with Wes are a much bigger deal. So sometimes I'm like, well, is that like a gay thing? So maybe I should judge it differently, because to me, texting people like, oh my God, let's talk about our feelings. Do you feel this way? Are we about to, you know, I'm with somebody, this is a huge deal in our friend group, but I feel this way. What do you feel? I feel this way too. And then you start having text conversations about it. That's a much bigger deal than sucking a dick in my mind. So I'm like, oh my God, this is a worse admission than just saying you fucked in the bathroom that time in July in Summer House.
Yeah. So so then when Amanda's talking about like texting about like, is this really happening? Lindsay's like,
but why did you like shut it down then? Like, why not at that point say, no, I'm not doing that to Sierra?
And Amanda's like, because, okay, I'm gonna stare at the ceiling because I was like so selfish and like so focused on my happiness and like feeling good for the first time, and it overwhelmed me, and like the feeling of like someone caring about me, someone who looks like a cartoon gerbil, it was so adorable to me, I couldn't help it.
But so many people care about you, Amanda. I mean, not me, but there's like a lot of people out there. And she's like, but I mean a guy, Lindsay. And she goes, a man. She's like, yeah, like a guy. She goes, with a little wee wee. Don't forget that. I've seen it on the internet. It's little.
So Lindsay's like, she's like,
Lindsay. She's like, sorry, I had to throw that in there. You know, yeah, throw some jokes in. Gotta keep it bright. And to go on Tommy, act two of the reunion's gotta always open up with fun and games. We just had a commercial break.
So then Lindsay is like,
so I mean, what's your biggest takeaway from that reunion, or like in it? Like, do you remember the reunion?
She's like, I honestly, like, I don't remember much because like, just because like when I get yelled at like that, I like retreat and I like shut down and like disassociate. I mean, like, that's how I got through most of my marriage. So if people were like unhappy about how I was at the reunion, it's all Kyle's fault is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's just typical Amanda. Didn't watch it. And if I did watch it, I blacked out. And if I was there, blacked out. Don't remember. Of course, she was accused of being on a lot of drugs there. So, you know, maybe that too. But it's just another way of her, you know, using a victim status to avoid answering a question. Just like she did then.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So she's like, you know, I married Kyle thinking I was going to spend my life with him. And then when, you know, it was so hard realizing that wasn't going to happen. And I just think getting attention from West, I felt like, oh my gosh, you know, this is my person maybe, you know. And we started as friends and we get along and there's feelings here and he cares about me and he's saying all the right things. And I was afraid I'd be alone for the rest of my life. Like, I felt unlovable for so long. And she cries.
And that, honestly, that's all fine and well. I think we actually all understand it. You were in a bad relationship.
100%.
And this guy comes along. But like, why don't you have that, like, that filter? Where's your filtration system in your pool? Where's your chlorine to say, get this Get this bacteria out of here.
She's going to need it. But yeah, she's selfish, you know, and she said it herself. She's saying it in a way like, I was just so completely selfish because, you know, she's always got the excuse. But her and West both pretty much say what the answers that everybody wants is just nobody can hear them. And it's that they're selfish and they don't give a fuck. Okay. She prioritized her needs over anyone else's feelings, you know, and she admitted it.
Yeah.
She just did it in a butt kind of a way.
So Lindsay's like,
you have to work on your self-love and self-worth because you're getting your self-worth from Kyle and lack thereof. And like that ruined you. And like now you're doing it again with another guy, hoping that this guy is the reason that you have self-love.
Amanda's like, yeah, as she wipes a tear and internally decides not to actually, you know, take action with any of this.
Yeah,
I am getting my self-love from West. Oh, well, off to Italy.
Yeah, so Lindsay's like, why would you go for this guy? Like, you didn't think you could get that from any other guy? I mean, it's not like he's God's gift to this earth. And I can tell you, I can promise you. And she's basically like, this guy manipulates women everywhere he goes to fall in love with him because he touches you the certain way, he caresses you the certain way, and you haven't been touched like that in a while. And so all of a sudden, you felt this tingle in your body, and you're like, oh. And Amanda goes, it's not even that. Yes, it is. You just said it was.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And so she's like, it's the conversations. The conversations with Wes Wilson? What conversations are you talking about? Please tell me. And how long do they take for him to get to the period at the end of his sentence?
It's just what's really grating on me is this, like, it didn't count as bad because it wasn't physical. It was just it was just the conversations. Yeah, but it was like romantic. It was romantic. Mm-hmm. You guys were with each other. Like, she's making it like this very technical, touchy. It's like, it didn't get to third base, so it doesn't matter. It's like, that's not the point. The point is you needed something from a man, and finally this man was giving it to you. So you were like, fuck it. I don't care who it is. I'll take it.
Yeah.
But like, have you and Wes even talked about the future?
Partly. I mean, it's his favorite rapper, so I'm going to try to get it.
No, not future. The future.
Oh, yeah. Like, a little bit. Like, that's what's so crazy. Because, like, you guys have not talked about the future. I'm telling you that right now. And Amanda says, I mean, I knew the severity and the gravity of the situation. And I was like, okay, if you really care about me, like, if what you're saying is true, and if this is all how you feel, like, this can't be casual because you have to see a future. You have to know that I want to have kids. And like, soon, like, I'm not like, you know, like, we haven't like talked about kids, but like I said to him, you have to know that I want to have kids. And I said it quietly and not out loud, or it was internal and it was not a conversation. I was alone in my room, but we talked about it for sure.
I mean, I believe that. I believe that she was like, listen, what we're doing here is huge, and you better not make me look like an idiot. You're like, I want kids and to get married. I'm not going to go through all of this for my. And he just told her whatever she wanted to hear.
Of course. Then
the other part of me is like, but then he's still openly dating people right in front of her while they're together. So was she trying to be, you know, she can't have it both ways. Because in one way, she's like, well, yeah, but he's allowed to do that because we are not together technically. Okay, so are you being the cool girl and letting him date everybody? Or are you telling him, if we date, you better know this is commitment and I want kids?
Mm-hmm. I feel like when it started, they did not have this conversation. Because she's sort of been on the record saying, like, whatever, I'm single. I'm just exploring things. We're not dudes. Like, whatever. We're just like, it seems like there's potential. We're going to have that conversation. I think now, then once she started getting all this flack, it's like, okay, well, you better, like, now that we're doing this and now that I'm committing to this, like, this has to be a thing. Like, I want kids. But I'm just surprised he didn't just turn into a pillar of dust at that point, the moment she mentioned kids to him, because there's no way he is sticking around for kids with Amanda.
Oh, my gosh. That answer in the reunion when Andy's like, well, I mean, are you guys like together? He's like, well, I mean, we kind of have to be now. He kind of answered like, well, yeah, I mean, geez.
Yeah. And I love that she's like, but we've had conversations, and that's why I feel safe in it, because we've had conversations. And Lindsay's like, do you know how many times I've had conversations with boyfriends about marriage and kids? They will tell you whatever you want, like, whatever you need to hear. They'll all say, I mean, look, it's happening on In the City, you know, with what's her face?
Yvonne.
They all say yes. Yeah. Now, as it happens, Yvonne actually is pregnant now. By the way, that entire cast is pregnant.
So is Lexi. I know.
Lexi just announced it, and then Danielle. There's probably another one.
Danielle, Lexi, and Avant. That's three. Yeah, there's three pregnant at the same time on that one.
It's a lot.
It's going to be a fun season next year. So, this really did make me laugh, though, when Lindsay's like, Amanda, do you know how many men I've talked to about marriage and kids? Like, literally every single boyfriend I've ever had. I mean, come on. That is so Lindsay. And the busboys who gave me water during those dates. Every single one.
A lot of PowerPoints. So Amanda's like, but I haven't dated since I was 24 years old. She's like, well, then why don't you do that? Like, I know. You should just like do that. What? You should be doing that right now. Stop doing this. Stop ruining what you have with West.
Well, they say that when you start dating somebody, you're also dating all the people that they fucked because, you know, you're sharing the germs or whatever. So in that way, she's dating a lot of people at one time. You know, she's getting a lot of experience at one time. So Lindsay's like, get life experience. You don't make up fucked up decisions that are going to mess up your entire fucking life. I mean, Wes is going to embarrass you. And she's like, oh, by the way, do you know who he was on the phone with this morning?
Mia. And why was he calling me out today? Because he's so scared about what's going to come out.
And Amanda's like, oh, like Amanda is clearly blindsided by this. And then Lindsay's like,
he fucked Mia in March.
She's like, mm-hmm.
And he cheated on you. He cheated on her. You guys all cheated together.
Amanda's like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Amanda in her mind is just thinking, how am I going to hear this information and then also reconcile the fact that I'm still going to continue with this man and go to Italy with him?
I see. I mean, I'm just seeing Amanda is so calculated. I'm sure she knows he was on the phone with Mia. She's like, you better figure out what she's going to say on TV. She's going to be filmed for this show today. So you guys better come up. You better make this right. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure she already knew that she was talking to Mia because she's just like,
maybe she did.
Yeah. You know, so Lindsay's like, yeah, he cheated on you and he cheated on her with you. Hello.
Mm-hmm. There may be a part of it also where Amanda and Wes just had a conversation like, look, I know that you were dating her up until now. And they're going to keep on throwing it in my face. I'm just going to just nod and say, I'm not going to engage on it because I understand. And we were single, blah, blah. Like, I can also imagine she's just like, I just refuse to talk about Mia. But
well, we know that, and I'm not even arguing with what you said. I'm just thinking about this has been so much information on Summer House. It's been like so much brain dead information if you think about it. It's like a lot, you guys. From what we know, Mia was talking to Sierra and Kyle and Lindsay too, not probably. Before the reunion. So they were getting all this information from this girl. West finds out at the reunion, gets all pissed, then sends Mia a text that says, you win. So we know all of that. So I think the fact that he was talking to her today was probably like, okay, you better call this girl and figure out what she's going to be saying. Like, you better make nice with this girl because this could be bad or it could be really, really bad. Get your ass on the phone.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's probably something that definitely happened. So Lindsay then is like,
this guy's like fucking you up.
And so Amanda's like, that's why, that's what I'm like now realizing.
Oh, really?
Really, you're just realizing it now and you're going to do nothing about it. And then Lindsay goes, are you? She goes, yeah, because that's not something that I realized. Yeah, I feel like you're not. I am, because, like, I wake up with the most anxiety about how I fucked up my whole entire life every single day. I'm like, you are being sent life rafts right now. Get on board. Come on. Rather than have all this anxiety.
I just don't buy it from her. I think she's just saying whatever she can to get everybody off her ass. And Lindsay's like, oh, my God, imagine fucking up so bad that we all forgot how bad of a husband Kyle is. Like, that's really bad. You were winning. You had the best storyline ever. You had a power girl storyline and you blew it, you idiot. And she's like, no, I'm having a lot of feelings. Like, the tears aren't just sadness. It's like, what's so hard to stomach and process? Because I just want to be loved Just say loved. Yeah. And it like sucks that I fought for that for so long with Kyle. And I just felt it so much from Wes. I just feel really fucking stupid. What's your favorite restaurant in Rome?
Well, it's called PJ Clark. Clarkissimas.
PJ Clark says.
Molto PJs.
Pizza Clarks.
It's a me, a PJ Clarksa.
So Lindsay's
pizza
like
such a Clarksa.
Lindsay's like she's like,
to be honest, you should feel stupid. And the only way to save yourself in this moment is to have a delicious meal at PJ Clark's. And it's to separate yourself from the sinking ship that is every other restaurant in New York City that went, or Wes Wilson. Be the rose of the Titanic.
It's like Lindsay finally has to dumb it down into the most basic B language she can. She's like, be rose on the Titanic. Oh my God, I love that moment. Let go of his hand. He's got to go. Let him drown. It's like, I know.
But the great news is that Amanda takes none of this advice. Just keeps going forward in her downward spiral. Then
I think in their mind, it's really, I think they're just playing, they're just going to say whatever people think. And in their mind, they think this is like the greatest love story. They're going to end up together. She's going to be the one that finally, you know, ties him down. He's going to finally, you know, they're going to finally have this romantic storyline, you guys. So to everyone else, they're like, well, we really regret it. You guys do not. Just stop.
They think like we just have to get over this hump and we can live happily ever after and whatever. There'll be a new news cycle. Yeah. Just take it on the chin.
Congratulations, you've reached the end of part one of a two-part recap. For part two, go look for the recap that says part two. See you over there, suckers.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
She answered the call. It's Adia Paul.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS. We love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last namey. Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
Gather round for the lore of Michelle Moore.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher. Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
Have a kebab with Kay Rob.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.